General Mills, makers of Kix, bring you Curtain Time. Once again, it's Curtain Time. And tonight, we offer the premiere of a fast-moving melodrama, a breathtaking love story set against the grim background of war in China, a truly thrilling play, Inside the Lines.
On stage, please. On stage. Wanting the first act. On stage, please. On stage.
Standing room only again tonight. The stage is set, and once more, we're ready for that magic moment in the theater, Curtain Time. Remember, this play is presented for your entertainment by General Mills, makers of America's brand new cereal sensation, Kix. K-I-X. In the remaining few seconds before curtain rise, let's take a quick look through tonight's playbill. Our play, Inside the Line, was written for Curtain Time by Kay Limerick and stars Betty Lou Gerson and Olin Soule. The orchestra is under the baton of Henry Weber, and the production is directed by Blair Walliser. And now the house lights are being dimmed. Mr. Weber steps to the stand for the overture, and the show is on. On the first act of our play. The scene, a Chinese village. Shells bursting, airplanes zooming overhead, machine gun bullets ripping down a narrow street. Around the corner comes an American, a war correspondent. He scrambles desperately for shelter.
Creatures. This ignition compound. Love note from the Japanese. I tell the postman not to ring twice till I get undercover, you lugs. Thanks too much. Drop in for tea sometime. Maybe I can have some choice ground glass and sugar. Oh, I'll be safer inside here. Oh, that. Sniper, huh? Got you first, old boy.
No, no, me no sniper. No understand.
Good Lord, a woman. I say, I am sorry. Have I hurt you?
No breath.
It's mutual. I knocked my own breath into a cocked hat with that flying tackle. Here, let me help you up. As if I can get up.
No, me sit.
Okay, I'll sit with you. How have you been?
American man joke. Not joke.
Oh, well, American man will weep if it'll help any, Lotus. I cry beautifully in A-flat or the key of G. You just name your poison.
Oh, make a man shell shock. Bad.
No, Lotus. No, he's just glad he's undercover again with both his ears intact. Are you alone in here? I can't see a thing in this blamed blackness.
All alone? What for, make a man?
Oh, that's a happy thought, too. Thanks a lot, Lotus. Well, two orphans of the storm ought to get along magnificently. Now, let's start at the beginning, I'm Lee Woods, New York Herald Express reporter.
Oh?
You know, press. Writer? Newspaper?
Oh.
So you're safe enough with me. Guaranteed harmless. What's your ticket?
Ticket?
Your name, Lotus. What's your name?
Tau.
Tau?
Tau Paling.
Right into a hornet's nest.
Nest? Tau Nana San.
Yeah, well, Tau better understand, and after this be somebody by the name of Lotus. Listen, Tau, aren't you the only child of General Tai Ling who's leading the Chinese defense?
Honorable Tai Ling, father to Humble Tau. Yes.
Yes, well, for heaven's sake, don't tell that to anybody else you meet. You know, the Japs are combing this sector inch by inch to find you. And when they do, goodbye, Tau.
Tau take trip?
Yeah, to meet honorable ancestors and no fooling. What are you doing here, anyway?
Waiting meet venerable father.
You talk like your father was coming here for lunch. Tau, this is war.
Tau, no.
Well, what I want to know is, what are you doing here in the first place? Why aren't you home where you belong?
Tau help injured Chinese soldier. Water, bandage. Tau run from Red Cross camp north.
So, you did know you were being hunted, hmm?
But maybe help more before court.
Tau, you're the works. What are you going to do now?
Tau run south.
South? Through the lines? Oh, not a chance.
Tau try.
By George, I believe you would.
Tau going.
You're a brave kid, Tau. I like your spirit, and I'm going to help you. Be cutting my own neck, and it won't be worth anything after this mess is over anyway, likely. You haven't a ghost of a chance alone, but together, maybe we can get you far enough to make a break for it.
Make a man help?
Yeah, sure thing. I love a scrap. Anybody's scrap.
Make a man get hurt?
With a managing editor on one side and a war on the other, maybe you think it's a bridge luncheon already. Besides, this would be a swell story. The old man will eat it up. If I live to get it on the wire.
You go with Tau?
Mm-hmm, all the way.
Nice making, man.
What? Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm not bad to look at either. You ought to see me. As a matter of fact, I'd like to see you. After I'd tackled you in this pitch black, I could tell you were young. Your body was so cuddly soft. You smell so nice. It's a lovely smell after the stench of war, Tau. I hope you get through. And that sweet fragrance of incense is as good a reason as any.
You like Tau?
Oh, well, I like your thinking style. Don't let the rest of it bother you. I'm just a hard-shelled reporter with a sentimental streak inside. That you're a lone woman fighting for home and country like you were the whole Marines gets me waving a flag, that's all.
Oh. Tau want to go south while dark.
What, now?
Not can wait cold in sunrise.
Yeah, but those Japs are coming up too fast. There's a mob of them rolling in close.
But Tau must go.
Okay, stubborn, it's your show.
Wait, listen. Down against the wall, Tau, and pray hard.
This best building leaves standing. Stupid ones always think mission place a refuge. Search well.
Are there dogs? Up with you. Heads up.
General. General Fushigi. To furnace.
Furnace? Oh. Yes, and a woman. Do not shield your face, wench. Open. Ah, it's so. We are greatly rewarded. Kia is unworthy daughter of questionable Tai Ling. The gods are kind to us tonight.
I'm Lotus. Lotus Weifa. My father is merchant in Hong Kong.
Not so. You, Tau Tai Ling. Many time have seen your picture. And you, intruder?
I'm Lee Woods, New York Herald Express, General Fushigi. Here are my credentials. I came into the mission to evade your expert fire, General. Inside, I met the lady, but I don't know her, and I'm not with her.
So? We shall see. Newspaper men know is a serious offense to help enemy. Until your case is proved, I shall have to hold you prisoners. Take them away, Wang. Put them in chains.
Awaits our two young prisoners as the curtain falls on the first act of Inside the Line. Tonight's production on Curtain Time. Say, how'd you like to have something new for breakfast? Something different from anything you ever had before in your life. Well, here it is at last. General Mills, the leading cereal millers of the world, have just perfected a new breakfast food called Kix. K-I-X. And it's just as new as it could possibly be. Now, there's a mighty good reason why Kix is new. Some time ago, the experts up at General Mills got together and deliberately set out to see if they couldn't develop for you something new, something absolutely different in the way of a breakfast food that would really give you a new thrill for breakfast. That was their sole purpose, to create something better, something utterly new. And believe you me, they certainly seem to have found it. Why, Kix doesn't even look like any other cereal. You see, instead of making corn into the usual flat flakes, the millers took it and blew it into golden, appetizing bubbles. These crisp, tempting bubbles have an appealing taste, we think, that no corn cereal ever had before. They stay so much crisper in milk or cream, too. Crisper, in fact, than any ordinary flat flake cereal on the market. Yes, Kix really is different in every respect. Different to look at, different to taste, different even in nourishment. Because we have added four valuable food elements to this new breakfast food that, so far as we know, you won't find combined in any other well-known corn cereal. So don't wait. Ask your grocer for a package of Kix tomorrow morning. It's Kix. K-I-X. Kix. The second act of our play. The scene, a bare little room where Lee and Tao are imprisoned. Lee is impatiently trying to awaken his cellmate.
Hey, for gosh sakes, wake up, Lotus. I want to talk to you before we get separated. Wake up. Oh, how can you sleep with all doom hanging over your head? It's like a woman.
Macon man.
Yeah, American man. Now listen, Tao, let's set a couple of points while we have the chance, will you? I have an idea we won't be together very long.
Not talk to American man, please. Thank you.
What? What's the matter with you?
American man say go south with Tao. Then American man run away like rabbit.
No, Tao, you don't understand. You see, if they think I'm for you, we're both in the soup. But if I get free, then maybe I can help you from the outside. They're not going to let you go so easily, you know. They'll hold you as hostage.
Me stay.
You're darn right you'll stay. Stay forever if I know that father of yours. Anytime his daughter's more to him than his country, I'll buy rice for all of China. And they won't just ask ransom, Tao. They'll crack an army whip over him to play ball their way or you'll be killed.
I'm but servant, only die once for most adored father.
Oh, but that's silly. You're young. You don't want to die yet.
Tao want to go south.
Yeah, well, I want to get a story filed in my paper, too. Just like General Fushigi cares about that. We worry about your going south when you don't have an axe hanging over your neck.
Ox?
No, not ox. Axe. Now, don't get technical. We haven't time. Guard will be back any minute now. Listen, I'm sure I'll get out through my paper. And then I'll try to keep up on what they're going to do with you, you see? They'll probably move you out of the danger zone. Uh-oh. Here comes the guard.
Light for unready pond ducks.
Light, huh? Same to you and many of them. Oh, gee. Hey, this ought to perk you up, Tao.
General Fushigi coming soon. Then no more batter with fire pigs.
2 cents, I'd tell that louse what I think of him.
2 yen.
Yeah. Yeah, 1 yen to punch him in the nose and 1 yen to be back in America. Ah, Lotus, you've no idea how wonderful it is there. Well, this very minute, I'll bet those good old USA boys are throwing pop bottles at some baseball umpire.
Pop?
Pop, yeah. We drink that like tea. Here, here, have some hot tea with your lice.
Huh?
Anyway, Fushigi's going to feed us till he finds out what's what. That's something to be thankful for.
Think Fushigi nice to Tao?
Oh, he probably will be. Till he hears from your father, anyway.
Tao will be good, not make Fushigi angry.
Yeah, yeah, it's a girl. You just take it easy. There'd be a way out. You know, it might not be bad if you'd wash your face. It's sort of sooty or something. Hey, did I tell you I think you're kind of nice looking?
Make a man like Tao?
Oh, just admiring your good points while you were sleeping. Only you ought to uncover your head and not wear that shawl so close to your face, you know. Maybe if you shiggy, he'd like you better if you weren't wrapped up like a mummy.
Shame honorable ancestor, uncover body.
Ah, you ought to see the way American girls dress, Lotus. Yeah, but they're worth it. Say, how about coming around when the slaughter's over so I can show you a real country,
For 2 cents?
For the joy of... Hey, what'd you say?
Or maybe for a penny.
How? I'm going nuts.
You undoubtedly are.
Listen, get that shawl off your head.
Stop fretting me, you love.
What? Why, you're not Tao.
Well, of course not, silly, but you needn't shout it to the world.
Well, who the dickens are you?
Penny Hermes, and get your voice down, Wacky.
Penny Hermes? Not the Penny Hermes.
Penelope Hermes, good old USA. Daughter of Penfield Hermes, who owns 30 newspapers and 10 radio stations, and who often regrets having such a daughter.
Oh, what have I done to deserve this?
Well, you ungallant heel.
But, Penny, you don't understand.
Oh, don't ever think I don't. I know we're both sitting on a keg of dynamite. I'm playing tag with the fuse.
Yes, exactly. What the dickens are you doing here?
Well, I'm trying to be Tao until the real Tao gets through the line.
Do you happen to know what'll happen if you're caught?
I have a slight idea. But remember, I denied being Tao, so it's their own fault.
Well, that makes it all the worse. Won't be long until they'll discover you're an American in disguise. They'll also want to know why. And if they discover you're Penny Hermes...
Your dramatic mind's building it.
Political fugitive, and you're an American big shot's daughter. Well, that practically puts us right in the middle of an international complication.
Oh, holy snakes, I never thought of that.
Well,
I thought of was poor, hunted Tao sticking it out in that Red Cross camp until she had to run. It was my idea. I thought we might confuse them long enough for her to get through.
Well, you do know the real Tao, then?
No, of course. I met her first in Washington a few years ago. But she's too fine a person to get stuck on a bayonet end. Any little thing I could do didn't seem like anything.
Yeah, but now that Fushigi's caught you...
I'll stick it out as Lotus Weefar, the merchant's daughter, as long as I can. By then, maybe something will break.
Doggone it, you know, you do look Chinese somehow.
That's what's the matter with my face. It's makeup. If I have to wash, I'm sunk.
Yeah, well, I'll pray it doesn't rain. Well, now, what do you want me to do?
Just like you could do anything.
Listen, I'll be out of here in a few hours. I'm sure of it. They won't dare hold me. They have enough trouble without encouraging active foreign ill will.
Well, you might wear my father, but don't tell him the truth. Just tell him I'm all right.
Yeah, but what if...
General Fushigi wish to see evil ducks.
Guess we're in for it. Keep your chin up, you know. Maybe your father will come through and they won't have to stick you before a firing squad, Tao.
Make a man make joke. Rub it in, you lug. General Fushigi find Lotus know many interesting things about army. General Fushigi, listen, maybe yes?
You trade troop tickets for life?
But yes, Lotus want to keep life within miserable body.
General Fushigi listen to reason.
But I hope he doesn't listen to you. I feel the fuse is being lit.
Listen for the boom, dear. Maybe it'll make you think of 4th of July back home.
And in the face of dire possibilities, Penny is still able to offer a flippant comeback to end the second act of Inside the Line, tonight's production on Curtain Time. Now, a little while ago, I asked you how you'd like to try something new for breakfast. Something different from anything you ever had before in your life. And I told you then about Kix. K-I-X. How it's absolutely different in taste. Different even to look at from any other cereal. But I didn't have time to tell you that new looks and new taste and new crispness are only half the story. There's a new idea of nourishment in Kix, too, so far as corn cereals are concerned. You see, corn is an important food, and it's a wonderful source of food energy, too. But up to now, corn cereals have always lacked certain things. So here's the new idea. We took all the valuable food energy naturally found in corn, and then we added, in addition, four other elements. We put four extra elements right into the product during the manufacturing process. We fortify Kix with vitamin B and vitamin D, and two important minerals, calcium and phosphorus. You see, we go out and actually add these elements ourselves. And so far as we know, you won't find such food values combined in any other well-known corn cereal. Now, you've had all sorts of cereals in your time, and you probably didn't notice much difference in any of them. Well, we think we've got one that is different, one that really stands out. And now, we want you to try it yourself. It's called Kix, remember? K-I-X, Kix. Get a package tomorrow morning. On the third act of our play. It is 2 days later, and Lee is waiting with Mr. Penfield Hermes, American business tycoon and Penny's father, outside General Fushigi's headquarters. Mr. Hermes is speaking.
Blasted all Woods. Penny has certainly put me in a ticklish situation.
Yes, how well I know it, sir.
If they even suspected Penny of being an American, let alone my daughter. Oh, I sweat to think of it. I wish that guard would come back and let us into Fushigi. This waiting jitters me.
All right. We can't get Penny out any too soon to suit me. Well, not that I doubt her ability to get by. I have a very healthy respect for any girl who'll carry on like I saw her do.
Bosh! If she'd carry on with a baby carriage, it'd be more to my liking. This thing of young women traipsing around, getting into jams, well, it doesn't go with my blood anymore.
Oh, but you let her.
Let her? Don't be so naive. Try and stop her.
General Fushigi, see you now. This way, please.
Well, it's about time I'm glad to get out of here.
The Americans, General Fushigi.
Ah, yes, the Honorable Mr. Hermes and our young news friend. Greetings again, and a very gracious welcome to our humble place. Will you be seated, gentlemen?
Thank you, General. We are honored by your hospitality. I trust I may speak freely on a matter which concerns us both, unofficially and as a friend.
Surely. Speak at will.
Mr. Woods has reported that you're holding Tao Tai Ling as, shall I say, hostage?
That is right.
Now, General, I don't question your ability as a militarist. But do you realize what far-reaching effects holding Tao might have upon your campaign?
I think you concern yourself unduly, Mr. Hermes.
If you'll forgive my boldness, General, this holding of General Tai Ling's daughter impresses me as being poor strategy.
Explain, please.
It can be used as such strong propaganda against you. Now, if the men of two nations go to war, well, let them. But when the women are violated, every country rises in indignation.
But I am not violating Cao Tai Ling.
Her father's your strongest enemy. Who will believe that you hold her sacred? Why, they'll build it as an outrage against good morals. And then what'll you have?
I see the difficulties, but I am already holding her. Also, I should have to commit harikari to atone for surrendering such a hold over General Tai Ling. And then, of what use would I be to my country?
Well, pardon my intruding, General, but in the end, you'll either have to release her, thereby publicly admitting your faux pas, or else kill her. I needn't tell you the latter would bring the resentment of the whole civilized world down on your shoulders.
You speak words of deepest wisdom. I will release her to her father immediately. What is the meaning of this?
General, an American fights catch like devil. Not Tai Ling, but American.
What?
If so, bring her to Shannon Fushing.
I told you I wasn't Tao, but no. I had to sit in your cockroachy old house for 2 days like a tired beast.
Silence. Explain this, Corporal.
I go for life for General, and she not have time to get Cholan. Look at her hair.
Disgraceful.
The disgrace the way you pen people up. Hello.
Hello. What has Honorable Mr. Hermes to say about this?
I? Not a thing. This takes it out of my hands, General. My interest is only in world peace. It really can't... I can't really be concerned about every young woman who runs loose in wartime.
She is in disguise. American spy, perhaps?
That isn't my business either. I'm sure she isn't representing the United States.
I'm not in disguise. These were all the clothes I could find after the hotel was bombed.
Well, good day, General. Sorry to have troubled you.
Yeah, so long, General. I'll drop by later.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your interest. But what I do with this girl?
She's your prisoner, General. Woods and I are deaf and dumb if we never hear of her again.
But she is an American.
Certainly. Do you know who I am? I'm Penfield Hermes' daughter.
Oh, that's rich. Don't let her pull your leg like that, General.
Why, do you think Penfield Hermes' daughter would be in the midst of war in China? She's probably lunching at the Ritz right this very moment.
Mr. Hermes, is this girl your daughter?
Certainly not. She probably knows me from seeing my picture in the papers. Do as you please with her. I'm not a nursemaid for every flighty female our country raises. Good day, General.
Wait. Take her along. You Americans are so unpredictable. She would be more trouble than Tao Tai Ling.
I don't want to be responsible for her, General.
No, I. Take her out and turn her loose.
Well, I'll see that she gets out of the war zone if you'll give me a pass, General Fushigi.
Most gladly. Here.
Thank you.
And now, gentlemen, I must return to my council meeting.
Good day, General.
Yeah, thanks, General, for a very good story. Come along, Lotus.
You.
The next time you want to impersonate somebody, don't pick a military refugee.
I mean Dad.
Good morning, Penny. Peace is in the morning shrine garden, or something, as the Mikado says.
You'd have let me stay there.
Oh, I'm learning from the Orientals. They handle their women that way, it seems.
Well, you'll not handle me that way.
Oh, you're Lee's worry now, not mine. Well, I'm off for our office in Shanghai, if we've got one left.
Ah, oh, Dad. Dad, I'm sorry.
Well, I guess it was a pretty tough lesson, wasn't it?
Ah, your old man still loves you. But don't let it happen again.
She won't. We're going back to New York.
What?
Sure, on a honeymoon. Didn't I promise to show you the town?
But not... I mean...
Oh, well, I haven't gone into the details yet, but as soon as I get time, I'll tell you I love you. Dirty face and all.
Why, you...
Prune?
All right. Prune.
Here. You're corrupting the Chinese.
Nonsense. This is a good old American custom.
Tonight's production on Curtain Time. Starred in the play were Betty Lou Gerson as Penny, Olin Soule as Lee, Norman Gottschalk as the General, Burr Lee playing the role of Mr. Hermes, and Lou Herman as the guard. And now a curtain call for the whole cast. Just a minute now, we're going to hear about next week's Laugh Riot, a nursery nightmare from the director of Curtain Time, Blair Walliser. But first, be sure to get acquainted with that brand new cereal I was telling you about. And don't wait. Try it out this weekend. It's called Kix. K-I-X, Kix. And remember, it's so different, it doesn't even look like any other cereal. It isn't flakes, it isn't shreds. Kix comes in round, appetizing golden bubbles that stay crisper in milk or cream than any ordinary flat flake cereal on the market. Say, get two packages without fail tomorrow morning. And now, here's Blair Walliser.
Thank you, and good evening. Next week, Curtain Time presents an adventure in three-cornered panties. Yes, it's a delightful yarn about one dozen homeless babies and a bachelor millionaire. You see, Jonathan Jones had $7 million, and he loved children. But when he got into a nursery, he was just another babe in arms. And this is a riotous comedy that proves the safety pin is here to stay. Papa Jonathan by Arch Obler, next Friday night on Curtain Time.
Heard on this program are by Alfred Newman and Ferdy Grofay. Another production of Curtain Time will be brought to you next Friday night at this same time by General Mills, makers of Kix. Be sure to listen. Don Gordon speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.